Good morning again. Today is not a feast of obligation, day of feast, but we celebrate this feast of transfiguration. The reason is it's the revelation of the divinity of Christ. As we know, the divinity has been revealed first when he was born, and then the Epiphany, and also today in his transfiguration, and also, well, after his resurrection. This is a proof for us that Jesus is the Son of God, divine. As you have heard from the first reading, Daniel, the prophet, very well known, and his book very well read, you know, in the Old Testament, was a young prophet in exile in Assyria. And he was advising and telling the Jewish people who were in exile that they should be firm and strong in their faith, in worshiping and believing God alone. Because when they were in exile, the king wanted the Jewish to worship him. And Daniel said, no, we are not going to do that. We only worship one God. And that's what he really poured the sense of strength and pride that they have only one God and they will only worship him. And that's why, you know, the king was very angry, and then he ordered that he was thrown into the den of lions. But miraculously, he was saved. The lions didn't eat him. So, you know, the whole story in his book is all about, you know, the worshiping one God. And also, his book is also known as apocalyptic book, because, you know, tells about the end of time, what's going to come in the future. And that, and then he also mentioned in his prophecy about Christ, calling him the Son of Man. And as you have heard from the first reading, you know, he says in his vision he saw a throne being established, and the Ancient calls him. The Ancient is a name identified as the Son of Man, that the Son of Man comes and takes his throne. The throne is in a flame of fire. And people, nation, language, they will come and serve him. And his dominion will last forever. And that prophecy we see being realized, happening in this episode of Transfiguration. You've seen the Transfiguration. There we have two prominent personalities or figure there with Jesus appearing. Moses, who has led the people of Israel from the slavery in Egypt and directed them to their promised land. Elijah, very well known, very well respected prophet, seer, and also known to perform so many miracles. And then he didn't even die. He was taken up to heaven in fire of chariot. So these are two personalities, very well known, notable people in the Jewish tradition and also in the New, in the Old Testament. Now, what's the whole thing about this transfiguration? The first and foremost is that to show us that Jesus is the Son of God, is divine. And we see the pre-resurrection theophany. Theophany is the voice that is coming from the heaven and revealing him as the divine who is to come and save the people here on earth. And that is the revelation of the Son as Jesus and Lord and Savior of the world. That's the first thing. Well, look what happened during the time that Transfiguration was taking place. Of course, the big personality here is Peter. As you know, Peter, he's very vibrant, very active. We see in the gospel, all the time when there is a question, he's the one who comes up or at the forefront that he answers. Even right before this transfiguration, Jesus was asking his disciples, "Who do you think people say that I am?" And it was Peter who answered, "You are Christ, the Son of God." He said, so right after this, then we see the transfiguration. And then it happened in front of these three disciples of Jesus. And the reaction of Peter was, of course, "Okay, Lord, it is good that we are here. So if you want, I can, you know, make tent for three of you." Even he didn't think of himself. He said, "For you, because it's good for us to be here." Well, what does this message tell us? What does it say to us? Especially, you know, what is so touching here for me personally is the approach and the response of Peter. You know, he was a man of action. He said, "Okay, why don't we do something here now? Here." Like, think for a moment when Jesus appears to you and tells you in your heart, "So what do you want me to do for you? What can you do for me?" if he asked. Well, you know, you remember Samuel, the first reaction was, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Well, before, I was just doing my own will, my own desires and everything, but from now onwards, I am ready to listen to your word. And the same thing, Peter, he wanted to listen to his word. And in his the second reading we heard, we are witnesses. And he's testifying that witness, the experience he has had in this episode of Transfiguration. We heard the voice coming from heaven. And that's what he said. He tells us in his letter. Now for us, today, the question is, here Jesus sending down his voice to each one of us. So are we going to make a tent for him? Or do we ignore him? That's what our reflection, our meditation, and also the grace that we are going to ask today in this Eucharistic celebration. So for us, this week is a journey to the top of the mountain, Mount Tabor. That is where this transfiguration took place. So Jesus is asking us, now let us make a journey to the top of the mountain where we can build a tent for the Lord and listen to the voice that is coming down from heaven. Of course, the past three Sundays, the first one, we asked ourselves and we prayed, "What kind of soil is my heart?" Because Jesus is coming to sow his seeds in our hearts. And then the following Sunday was, well, be careful, because there are, you know, evil spirits sniffing around to take away that good soil from your good heart. So it's awaring us to be cautious. And today, he wants to build a tent in our hearts, to keep that word, to make it vibrant in our lives, to share it with our brothers and sisters. So let us ask ourselves today in this Eucharistic celebration, let us think as if we are in the place of Peter and telling the Lord, "Okay, now I'm listening to your word. I'll build a tent in my heart so that I always help me to keep that word that you have planted in my heart." And what that when that really, when we feel the presence of the word of the Lord, that is really when we feel really we are very close to Him. And let's also not forget, let's ask ourselves how our prayer life is. Am I strong? Am I weak? Am I really consistent with my prayer life? That is what will help us to ponder, to reflect, and also to see the meaningfulness of that of word of the Lord. And as we now celebrate this transfiguration of our Lord, let us ask Him that we are always open. We have opened our hearts. Come down, send your Holy Spirit in each one of us so that we may retain and keep that word and make it vibrant and meaningful in our lives. Amen.